There's a vicious rumor out there in paleontology. Some experts have quietly been arguing that the meanest, nastiest creature ever to walk the earth, Tyrannosaurus rex, had wimpy teeth. In fact, some even insisted that the king of dinosaurs ate dead animals in order to avoid breaking its pearly whites during a kill. But those slanders have been challenged in tomorrow's issue of Nature magazine. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Tyrannosaurus rex has a reputation to maintain. Remember how this 10,000-pound beast was depicted in the movie Jurassic Park, in which a goat was tied to a stake, cocktail meat on the hoof.
T-Rex doesn't want to be fat. He wants to hunt. Can't just suppress 65 million years of gut instinct.
But a few paleontologists out there question this image of T-Rex, the mighty predator. They look at its wimpy front legs and they question the strength of its stiletto teeth to ask whether this animal was really built to hunt. 5 years ago, a fossil hunter in Hell's Creek, Montana, unearthed an important clue. He found the pelvis of a vegetarian dinosaur, Triceratops, riddled with more than 60 suspicious tooth marks. Greg Erickson, who was a graduate student at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, got the bone to study.
We looked at basically the size of the bite marks and determined that there was probably no other dinosaur in the Hell Creek formation that could have been responsible for the bite marks. We also took what's called dental putty. When you go to your dentist and they cast your teeth, they put this putty on your teeth. We took some of this putty and we placed it in some of the deeper puncture marks. When we pulled it out, the image that we got out was almost identical to a large tyrannosaur tooth.
Erickson realized this discovery could help him figure out how good a bite T-Rex had and how strong its teeth were. You can't tell strictly from the fossilized remains because the fossils are rock, not teeth. So Erickson teamed up with folks at Stanford University to see if they couldn't figure out how strong Tyrannosaur teeth were. They used modern bones and modern test equipment, a device that Erickson describes as an 8-foot-tall guillotine with a metal bar where you'd expect to find the blade.
What we did is we took an actual Tyrannosaurus tooth and made an exact replica of a metal called bronze aluminum. And we attached it to this bar. And then below this, we put a piece of cow pelvis and we basically ran the bar downward with the tooth under it. And in essence, we punctured the tooth into the cow bones.
They repeated the experiment until they found marks that looked a lot like the bite marks in the Triceratops bone. Then they asked the question, how much force did it take to make those marks, and how strong would a tooth have to be to sustain that blow? The answer was plenty strong. Erickson, who's now a grad student at UC Berkeley, figures Tyrannosaurus could easily exert 3,000 pounds of force with a single tooth.
The only animal that even comes close to this is the American alligators of those animals that have been tested. And these were during very high-speed snapping bites, the kind of bites that an alligator would use, say, to try to take down a prey item. The tyrannosaur bite marks were, of course, made when this animal was feeding on the carcass, and we don't think they were at full force. So we think the T-Rex probably had a greater bite force than the alligator.
Now, Erickson is the first to admit that this finding doesn't prove that Tyrannosaurus used its mighty teeth to hunt with.
In fact, it could be argued that having a very high bite force and very durable teeth would have made it possible for these animals or made it more efficient for them to scavenge carcasses and dismember them and whatnot. However, if we'd found that the teeth were extremely weak, it might have actually suggested that they couldn't have been involved in predatory activity. So it certainly doesn't rule out that possibility.
Erickson says the only way to settle the matter completely would be to find Tyrannosaurus bite marks on some other dinosaur's neck bones to show the dinosaur was a killer as opposed to one that simply had a taste for Jurassic bone marrow. Of course, the human imagination doesn't need that level of proof to figure that Tyrannosaurus was one nasty animal. This is Richard Harris in Washington.